robe. He's not a wash. So the diya kani in kli plishtin loy. These are the only heters you're allowed to. So Rashi learns kli plishtin lo nofesh tirchei. It's not so hard to wash it. It gets washed very easily. That's why they were matter it. But the kashrut is the Mishnah's not mashma that way. The Mishnah says only these cases. Rashi says mitzvahs asvarim shofishtin. This robe that the barber put around you was made out of flax. The mashma only the barber that has a right to give a haircut to the people like in the Mishnah that have a right to have a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Only such a pishtin flax clothing could be washed during Chol HaMoed. But other flax clothing cannot be washed in Chol HaMoed. So it's a kasha. Omalei Abaye, Abaye answers like this. Masnise na filo de sharmini. Our Mishnah is talking about other kelim. Joshikloima, mitfachos de sharmini, mgoy de semer, el chnami. The Mishnah is talking about towels made out of wool. There, afagad nafesh tirchei, even though it's very hard to clean it, shor lechabes. There, the Mishnah says in these few cases is mutter. Avoshar kelim d'shar minim loy. Avoklipishtin shor lechabes. But it could be though a flax kli, since it's easy to wash. Maybe it's mutter. Any flax kli could be washed on Chol HaMoed. Om Zemar says Omar bar Hidiyah. L'dedi chaz l'yaisur yom ashol tferia, by the ocean of Tferia, the mafik lo mishichle demani kitno b'chol demuada. They had a whole Rashi svolim, whole barrels or baskets full of clothing of flax that the people were washing on Chol HaMoed. So you see clearly, like he said, it's mutter to wash flax clothing on Chol HaMoed. Maskev lo abaya, abaya says there's no raya from there. Man leimaloch, man leimalon, who told you to berosin chachom mavdi? That they did with a heter. Who said the chum will matter them? Dilma shloi b'rotz chum mavdi. That are the people there by the Yam Shal Tveria were washing their flax clothing in Chol HaMoed. Maybe they were not doing a heter. Maybe the rabbanim were not matter it. So in this proof, you can't bring a raya. B'nei Nechnami, that's talking about locha. You have to look up a locha clearly. But Rabbi Yechon, though, that kli pishtin is mut lechavso in Chol HaShemayit. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Chesom and Beis, top Mishnah. V'yelu kaisvim b'moyed. These are the people that are allowed to write during Chol HaMoed. Like this, you're not allowed to write. It's one of the malachas that are also in Chol HaMoed. Only a thing that's a big tzarech. So, kedushei noshim. Pasha v'nisha is allowed to get married to make the kedushin at least on your Chol HaMoed. So you can write the shtar kedushin. V'yitin, someone wants to give the get on Chol HaMoed, you can write the get on Chol HaMoed. V'shoivrin, if somebody lent money and they want a receipt, that's called shoivrin. You made halvor, you lent somebody money, you want a receipt, you're allowed to write the receipt on Chol HaMoed. Daidiki, that's a will. You can write a will on Chol HaMoed. Maton, if you want to give somebody a present, you can also write a shtar matono. You can write it down on Chol HaMoed. Upruzbalin, upruzbal, that's the malva. Before it comes Shemitah, you don't want the Shemitah, the seventh year should be Meshama to Chayiv. So the malva writes over shtar, like to give over the Chayiv to Bezdin, so Bezdin has a right to collect the money even during Shemitah. That's called upruzbal. So you're allowed to write a prusbal on Chol HaMoed. Iger Ashum, if Bezdin, Ashum means they shot stuff, they see how much it's worth. If you have a Yerusha, let's say, the Bezdin has to divide it up equally between the brothers, so they have to see how much this field is worth, and then they'll give the other brother something else worth the same amount. So that's called Iger Ashum, Bezdin said how much it's worth. The Iger Ashum, or else if a person was Mechayiv himself to feed, he married a new wife, and she had a daughter ready. So he wants him mafarnas the daughter, so you can write a shtar on this. You gotta write down shtari mezoinis. Rashi's Ploini kibble lozoin batishloi. Someone's makam upon himself to feed his new daughter. Write the shtari chalitza. If you give a chalitza on Chol HaMoed, you can write the shtar chalitza. Or meyunin, that's a ketana that got married and she wants to give a get, so her father didn't marry her off. Only a mother or a brother, so it's only midirabbanan the kedushin, and all you have to have is just a miyun. She says she doesn't want him anymore. So you write down the shtar, she doesn't want him anymore, so the kedushin is off. Or shtari berurin, if shtar, if desn is mevarisam, Rashi says, chelik zel azev, chelik zel azev, or it's a type of yerusha, whatever the desn says, this is yours and this is his, that's a birur. Desn said clearly, who's this who's, you have a right to write it down during Chol HaMoed. Gzeiras Bezdin, if Bezdin makes a Gzeira, Rashi said them is Piskedinim. If Bezdin paskins halacha, they're allowed to write down the Piskedinim on Chol HaMoed. V'igeres shel Rishus. Rashi learns Rishus here means Sivoy v'kiyam shel Shultan. not a friendly letter, but rather a letter that the shulton, the mayor, his tzivuyim, whatever the mayor wants to have to be done, you'll have to write down on the shtar during Chol HaMoed. He's either Tzorchei Rabim, or else it's Tzorchei HaMoed. These things are allowed to be written down. So the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Muta La'aris Isha B'Chol HaShemoed. You'll have to get married, at least make Erisin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shem Yekad Menu Acher. Because if you don't do it now, wait till after your Chol HaMoed, you could be afraid maybe somebody else will marry you. So therefore, you'll have to chop around and marry you now during Chol HaMoed. Let's bring a proof to Shmuel. It says in the Mishnah of Yehlo Kaisun B'Moyed, these are the things you are allowed to write down during Chol HaMoed. Kedusha in Oshim, you can write down a Shtar Kedushin. So Mashim, you'll have to get married in Chol HaMoed. So my lab, Shtari Kedushin Mamish, doesn't mean Mamish, they're getting married, and they're using this Shtar now for Shtar Kedushin. So you see, you're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. Loi, I'll tell you, maybe you mean Shtari Psikta. Just means before they get married, they make the Tanoim, they write down how much the father says he'll give his daughter, and how much the other one says he'll give his son, so they write it down. If the father of the Kala tells the father of the Chosin, write down how much money you're going to give your son. Kach v'kach, this and this. Kamu ata nois lebitchen. The other one says back, how much are you going to give your daughter? Kach v'kach. And then write it down. So far, nothing is chalya. They just wrote it down. But omdu v'kitshu, later when they make the Maisa Kedushin, konu. Then takas konu the kinyin, and the father, both fathers have to do what they said they would do. And this is called Hein Hein Hadvor Maniknim V'Amira. These are the things that are kaina with Amir alone, the fact you said you would do it. Like, you don't have to make any real kinyan. It's not a real kinyan star here. You're just writing it down what you said. But you just promised to say that I'm going to give my son this much amount of money. So when they get married, that's called it's chal then, that you have a chiyuv to pay your son, because you spoke it out. That's Hein Hein Hadvor Maniknim V'Amira. But you just write it down just for proof. So that's what you're allowed to write down during Chol HaMoed, the Tanoim that they made. But maybe the actual Kedushin, maybe that's also on Chol HaMoed. Well, Lema Masala, bring you another proof. It says that in Ein Noisin Noshin B'Moed, you're not allowed to make Nisuyin. You can't make Nisuyin. That's like Chuppah. That you can't do on Chol HaMoed. Loi Besulas Loi Amonis. Not if she's the first time, she's a Psula, or else even if she's Amonis, she's married once before, you can't marry her. For Loi Miyavmin, who then you can't make Mitzvah Yibum on Chol HaMoed. That's a simcha. To live with the Isha, that's a simcha. To have beer with a Nusuyin, that's a simcha. And we had before, you're supposed to be with Samachta Bechagecha, Fulay Beishtecha. Therefore, you can't make Nusuyin and Chol HaMoed. So the Diyak is, though, Hola Aris Ashari, Mashma, just to make Erisin, just to make Kedushin, that should be Mutter. And only Nusuyin is also. The Mashma Erisin should be Mutter. Tomorrow says, Loi Mi Boy Kama. No, could be not only this, even that. Loi Mi Boy Laris. Not only to make erisin, do loy kovid mitzvah, maybe even erisin also is also to do on Chol HaMoed. Since it's not a mitzvah, erisin, maybe it's also to do it on Chol HaMoed. Elafilu, lisa, nami, but even to make nisuyin, that's the chiddush here, even nisuyin is also to kovid mitzvah, because I would have thought maybe it's mutter to make nisuyin on Chol HaMoed, because you're doing a mitzvah. Like Rashi said, you're doing a mitzvah, you're being Isaac in Puravu. In fact, you're living with your wife now. Maybe she'll become pregnant. So you're being Isaac and Puravu. So I would have thought maybe that's Mutter. It's Kamashma, that's also. But it could be, who are then to make Erisin, just Kedushin alone, maybe it's also Lasser and Chol HaMoed. So we don't have a riot to Shmuel yet. Tor Shema coming here. The Torna Devei Shmuel. It says, we learned in Torna Devei Shmuel clearly that Ma'arisin, you are allowed to make Erisin, you could make Kedushin and Chol HaMoed. But you can't make a chuppah, you can't live with the first time during Chol HaMoed. V'yein oisin suda erisin. Who are then you can't make a big suda? You just make the actual kedushin, but to make a big suda, that you have to wait after Chol HaMoed. Then you can make your big suda. V'loi miyavmin, who are then you can't make yibum during Chol HaMoed? V'fnei shesimchi loi, because it's a tremendous simcha, and that's the klal, v'samachta v'chagech, you have to be happy in the simcha, and not the yishtecha. Shema mina. So I call upon him here, it's clear raya that you're allowed to make Kedushin on Chol HaMoed. Just the Maisa Kedushin in the Svara was we had before, it's called a Dofer Ovud, because you have to be afraid if you don't marry her now, maybe somebody else will chaper and marry her before you. Freti Gemara, is that true? Shmuel say you're allowed to make Kedushin on Chol HaMoed because you're allowed to be afraid maybe somebody else will marry you before you. I go Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. The whole yoyim v'yoyim every single day. Baskel yoytzes, the baskel goes out. V'yameris, and the baskel says, bas pleni le pleni. says, this is the Shidduch. In Shemayim, they know who the Shidduch is. They know who your Shidduch is. Or the Chazal say, even Aboyim Yoyim Kodim Matiras Avlad, 40 days before you're born, also in Shemayim, they already have the Shidduch that you're going to marry. Who Adin saw the Plonin LePlonin, they also know exactly which field you're going to own. Your house is Eiska Paskin in Shemayim, already exactly which house you're going to have. So if so, so what are you afraid that you're not going to marry a Jew in Chol HaMoed? Maybe somebody else will marry you. It's Pashert, your Shidduch is yours, and somebody else can't take it away from you. Morin says, El Hashem Yekad Menu Acha Barachimim. True, that is a mazel, that's supposed to be your Shidduch, but there's a Koyach of Rachimim of Tefillah. If somebody else comes to daven to Hashem that he wants that Shidduch, but Tefillah, but Rachimim could change around the Gezeirah Din. We once spoke about this, the Gemara Tainis, about Dinei Chamish Asabav. The Yom Tov of Chamish Asabav was the Yom Tov that the Noshim, the girls, used to come out and tell the boys, look at me, like, take me for Shidduch. He spoke about it then, that the Yom Tov was that Tu Bav is 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. Before Chofei Bielol is Tu Bav. It's 40 days before Chofei Bielol. And Chofei Bielol, Hashem created the world. And we say, Aboyim Yoim Koidim, Hashem was Elu B'daitoi with the Midas Arachimim. So first started the Midas Arachimim on Tu Bav. And this is the meaning of Rachimim by Shidduchim. That it's possible, you see this Midi, you could daven to Hashem, even though somebody's supposed to have the Shidduch, but if somebody else davens to Hashem very strong, because of Tefillah, you could change around the Gezeirah Din. That's called Rachamim. Hashem listens to Tefillah. Yeah. So therefore, Shmuel is right. Therefore, if you have a Shidduch and you want to marry in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make the Kedusha now. Could that somebody else should not chap you up, and daven to Hashem, and he'll change to get that Shidduch. Now the Gemara brings a riot, which is a hard riot to exactly understand, but that's the halacha though. So the Gemara says, now, he heard the Rava, like Rava. Shemiel Hu Gavri heard a person, Tevoi Rachmi, he was davening to Hashem, V'yomar, Tiz Daman Liplanaisa. He was davening to Hashem, give me that Shidduch, I want that girl to be my wife. He was davening. So Amalei, Rava told him, Loi Tiboi Rachmi Hochi, no, don't go daven like this. Why? He said like this, Ichazi Lecho, if she's Sukapath, if it's min hashemayim, she'll be your shidduch. Lo yatzlach minoch, she won't go away from you. V'loy, and if it's not your shidduch, kafarta b'Hashem, he's been kafir in Hashem. So who it's the meister lista. Pashat is telling her, you're not supposed to daven like this. Like, what are you davening for this girl for? If it's b'Hashem, she'll be your shidduch, you'll have her. And if it's not b'Hashem, you're not going to have her. So who it's just the opposite the Gemara said before. So as Vua learns, the pshat is that Rava held that this wasn't a good shidduch. So Yistam was stopping this guy from davening. The Avada Rava was afraid his tefillah maybe would help. But Rava saw the Shidduch wasn't a good Shidduch. Rava didn't want the Shidduch to go through. So therefore, Rava told him to stop davening. But really, really, his tefillah would have helped or could help. That's the way the Mitzvah learns. Rava says, Bacharachi, after this, Shemiya the Kama. Rava heard this Bacha saying like this, Oy iyo lomes mekamor, let she die before me. In other words, it's going to be tremendous sorry. He says, if she's going to get married to somebody else, I'm going to go crazy. So Mela, I want either she should die before me. No, she shouldn't get married to somebody else. Or ye, Thomas Makameh, or else let me die before her. That's one of the two. You know, he had so much sorrow that he Badafka wanted to marry her. Or Malay, Rava said back to him a second time, Lava Minulcha, didn't I tell you, Lotiboy Olay, don't adopt for this. The Mil Sahachi, like this is it, either Pashat or not Pashat. So according to the Mitzvah, it's okay if that he, what Rava was just telling him was, Rava was holding it wasn't a good Shidduch. So Rava wanted him to stop, not to daven for it. Rashi's Mashma. The Rashi says the word Lohochi Maris, but we know we're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. Shlei Kad Menu Achav Rachmim Shatamasi. That a cold point, the other person's tefillah shouldn't daven that she should die. That's the way Rachim helps. Rashi for Rashi that you can't really daven to change the Shidduch. That much no. If she's supposed to be to somebody else, she's not going to be yours. But Rachim could help that you could daven she should die. So Melu, you don't want people to daven she should die. Therefore, you chop around and marry her very fast. So once you marry her, then the guy thinks it's off. He can't daven to Hashem anymore. But the Tzvor learns, no, that really Tzvila helps that you can change around Shidduchim, if you daven bekavona. And here Rav was just telling him, don't daven, this is not a good Shidduch for you. Right, Omer Rav Mishum Rebbe Ruvain, Ben Itzra Bili, Mina Torah, Umina Neviyim, Umina Ksuvim, that me Hashem Isha Liish, from the Torah Ksuvim, it's arrived that a Shidduch is from Hashem. Hashem is the one that makes Shidduchim. All the biggest Shadchin is Hashem, not us. Min haTorah d'chsiv, the pasuk says, "Vayan lovin b'suah v'yomim yashem yotza dover." Says clearly, even lovin b'suah maskim that as min Hashem this shidduch with Yitzchak. So therefore, it's like Hashem makes the shidduch. Min hanaviyim d'chsiv v'yobavim lo yodukim yashem he. is min Hashemayim. The shidduch by Shimshon is min Hashem. Min Aksuv v'nechsev bayis v'hoin nachlas avos avu me Hashem isha maskolis. But from Hashem you get a good wife. Your shidduch. Shidduch comes from Hashem. The Yomer Rab Mishur Meb Ruvein Ben Esrubili. The Yomer Lo Som Sev B'Mathisa Torn on the Brisa we learned. The Yomer Rab Ruvein Ben Esrubili. Ein Adam Nechshad B'Dover Elim Kemosa. If people have a chshad, people talk about you, you did something wrong, nobody talks about you unless it really happened. V'yim Lo Yosa Kula Asa Mitzos. Even if you didn't do everything that they say you did, but a little bit you did. V'yim Lo Yosa Mitzos. If you didn't even do a little bit, Hira B'Li Boi Lasois. Yizich have in mind to do something like that. The people have said, Mitzishemra, you live with a lihad znus, with an isha. So something at least you had in mind to do it. And if you didn't think about it, and you saw somebody else do it, and you were happy about it, because you weren't meichim, so you also becloud this chet. Moser Rabbi Yaakov, back to the kasha, Moser says, Vayichapu b'nei Yisrael devorim, ha'shaloi kein al Hashem elokim. The Klal Yisrael had tainus against Hashem, they were choshed Hashem. So how could it be, or it comes out that Hashem had to do something wrong? We know Hashem doesn't do anything wrong. The more hosom lahachasu di yovit. Their Klal Yisrael were showing their doing lahachis, Rashi v'yodid lohi. They knew Klal Hashem didn't do anything wrong to them. They just said it. Toshima, coming here, the Pesach says, v'yikanu l'moyshe b'machne liyaroin kodesh Hashem. What does that mean? That Rav Shmuel ba'yitzchuk amah, malam eichikol echot kina liishtoi. Everybody was Mekana, their wife, me, Moshe. But they were Mekana, their wife, they told the wife, stay away from Moshe. So Mashmah, they were Choshed Moshe for having this with their wives. Could that be? The Marahosom, Mishum Sinu Diyavit. Also the same thing. We often have no truth to it. This time they were angry, they had sin against Moshe, that's why they said it. Toshima, Omer Rab Yosi, Yechoki Yemisha Choshtin Oisei Bedovor V'yeinvoi. I should be with somebody at the choshed and it's not there. In other words, whenever somebody is choshed, you should know always something is there. Something is there. The Yomer Papa, the Didi choshtun v'lo hebibi. People had a chshad, they said something wrong about me, and it didn't happen, I didn't do it. So who you see, not like you, Malakasha. Ho b'kol, the posik, ho b'kol, le posik. This kola means this yentarai goes around, and everybody talks about it. So if it stops after one, within a day, then it could be a washeker. But if it doesn't stop within a day, it has to have some truth to it. What does the kolod leposik akama? What does it mean it doesn't stop till how long they still have to yent to talk about it? My mother told me, dumia demosa. Notice that the yent to the talk around the city, yoimopal gadein here. If people talk for a day and a half about this city, well, what this person did, that's called the kolod leposik, and for sure the person did something. So how many mitzvah leposik bein bein? It's only if it didn't stop in between. Let's say it stopped in between, and then another day later they picked up again the gossip again. That doesn't have to mean that it had the truth. Even if it stopped in between, if they didn't stop because of Yira, then it's called a stopping. But if they stopped because they're afraid they'll be caught or the guy would beat them up, that's not called a stopping. And therefore they continue talking, that's called a kolod then the leposik. And if the gossip keeps on going for a day and a half, we have a right to say some truth took place. That's what we say if it had a break after a day. So it's not called the kolod, it's called a kolod the posik. And it could be it's false. That's only if the kolod, the gossip doesn't come out again. Let's say it starts gossiping and gossip goes out again in the street, everybody starts talking about it again. Then that's not called stop, but you know there's some truth to it. Also, when do we say there's some truth to it? Only if the person doesn't have enemies. The person has enemies. Then you have a right to say it's not really true. That the people say he has nus with an isha, you don't have to believe it. But the pshat is his enemies are talking like that. But if the person doesn't have enemies, that's what we're saying, the person doesn't have any enemies, and the curl, the gossip, went around town for a day and a half, there's some truth to it. If not completely, but something he did. So the Mishnah. If you lend money to somebody, you can't write a shtar on Cholomoyit, but because Stam lend the money, and Stein, you trust him. But if you made him a mina, if the Malva doesn't trust the Leiva, and he's not going to lend him the money unless he gets a shtar back, a proof, then you're allowed to. We had before, else you have a cipher that doesn't have what heat, so you're allowed to pay your money to write the shtar. For his sake, you're allowed to let him work. Then you're allowed to have the shtar havor written on cholamoid. You're not allowed to write a cipher Torah on cholamoid. tefillin and mezuzas b'moyid. He can't write tefillin and mezuzas on Chol HaMoed. The Sefer can't do his work on Chol HaMoed. V'yein magiyin ois achas. You can't even magi if there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah, you can't fix it during Chol HaMoed. Afilu b'Sefer Ezra. Even if you're doing it, only even if someone gave it to Sefer Ezra, you can't fix it. Yeah. We'll see in the Gemara if there's a dafka. If think if you don't have any other Sefer Torah, it's muta. Yeah. There's only thing if you have other Sforim. Right. But it says you can't fix the Sefer Torah. Such if it's not a Tzorach, you can't fix it. The Chav will be a Tzorach. If you have no other Sefer Torah to use, then Avada Chur, you could fix it. A person does Sefer's ladder right, Tfilin and Mezuzas for himself. If he needs it on Chol HaMoed, he's ladder right. Ah, you don't use Tfilin on Chol HaMoed, the Chur is a Raya, that's a Veshita, that we have Tfilin on Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, what do you mean to write Tfilin for yourself? The other Teretz has to be that he needs Tfilin right after Chol HaMoed. And if he doesn't write it now during Chol HaMoed, he's not going to have the Tfilin the day after Yom Tov. That's also a Heta to write the Tfilin today, because he needs this Tfilin. The Tovo, you light a weave. Are you reich on your thigh? As with a shinu, don't do